system review and look at what we can do differently.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Kenai facility, is that fully funded to be operational, or is it only partially funded?
Through the chair, Representative Seaton, it's currently not funded at all. I mean, it's we received capital monies, and so it's due to be completed from a construction perspective in the spring. We don't have operating monies in the budget for that facility at this point.
Do you know if that is in the current budget that's being proposed? Can I ask that question?
Representative Seaton, I actually guess I feel like since there is technically no budget yet, I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
That's fine. Yeah. Didn't mean to get beyond the system there.
Representative Battle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's a boy, a offender. He gets into McLaughlin, and he discovers he has a room with a bed, has a classroom with books and a teacher with a ratio of 8-1. He has health care, and he has a peer group. If they say, you know, you're doing real well, we're going to let you out of here, what's his response likely to be? I think I'll get in trouble and stay. Do they like it? Do they love it?
Through the chair, Representative Gatto. I strongly encourage you to spend some time talking with juveniles who've been at McLaughlin or other facilities. You know, the reality is we do have kids who perhaps for the first time in their lives receive three meals a day, have some folks who are providing structure and caring and limits to them, but the truth is they have no freedoms at all. They're in a locked institutional setting. They are with other juveniles, many of whom have committed very serious crimes. They don't have the ability to make decisions about what they do, who they spend their time with, what their whereabouts are, when they're going to get out, other than whether they in fact follow through on their treatment plan. The bulk of the kids who are in our institutional treatment programs, I would say, would not fit that profile. We have, as an example, you know, kids who go through short-term detention. I remember years ago there was a juvenile who developmentally disabled kid who didn't have a peer group outside of the facility. And so he committed a crime, and once he got in the facility, for the first time in his life, he had friends. But I would say that isn't the norm. Again, we're depriving these kids of essentially of their freedoms. They have no ability to make decisions for themselves.
Representative Sitton, I believe you're next.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. If I may make a comment, McLaughlin Youth Center is in my district, and I have regularly talked with school children throughout the district about jobs in the district, in the health industry. And since McLaughlin's in the district, I go to McLaughlin as well. It's very interesting to me, and Representative Gatto may, as a matter of fact, feel that this is a somewhat of an answer. Some of the most attentive, interested classes that I have ever addressed have been at McLaughlin. They've been a very respectful, it's a great group of kids. It's really been very, very interesting and really quite exciting. And one of the class participants was a young woman who was going on to the nursing program at the University of Alaska. Right after she got out, she was very excited about that. So it was actually almost normal and maybe a little bit more respectful than I got in the normal high school. So I think that's very interesting.
Representative Wolf.
You made a comment, Madam Chair. She made a comment concerning not bringing the success stories here today. And I just make a recommendation that maybe you should promote those success stories more. It's not just to the community, but to the kids. McLaughlin provides services to the Chugach National Forest. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to work with some of those kids. Mm-hmm. Those kids that come down there and participate walk away with understanding, even though they're just putting up fencing, that they're part of something bigger, and it makes them feel good. So maybe if you promoted the success, you know, I've seen a lot of those kids, and that's something that I watched my father do, you know, is try to promote and motivate. You know, that's what I was trying to get at.
Thank you. It would be good for us to hear, this is Representative Wilson speaking, would be good for us to hear some of the success stories, because we know that the goal is to do better in all of us, and in your division and every other division in the state. But it would be good for us to have maybe a session sometime, a committee meeting really, where we hear the good things, because we're here to try to make it better, so we dwell on the negatives sometimes instead of the positives, and it would just be very refreshing to be able to hear that. So maybe we will have a committee meeting one day that zeroes in on that. Are there any other committee or meeting questions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rather than bring some information about successful kids, bring a kid.
Here, here.
Have him sit there, and then we'll just make some inquiries, because it's always better to get the responses from the offender. Mm-hmm. And if I say, what's life like at McLaughlin? What's life like on the street? How did you find the activities that you were exposed to? How does your peer group react to you? There's a ton of questions that are pretty beneficial to get right from the kids. And I will tell you, I have been to McLaughlin a great number of times in a career I've had. And I spent my entire youth on the streets of New York, and I've seen dirty, mean kids, lots of them, and I know where they went. And they went, they circled the old toilet there and disappeared. So I have a kind of an emotional attachment to these things. And that's why when I ask, how are we doing, I want to know how we're doing.
Do any of the other members have any questions? Well, if not, thank you very much for your presentation. Next week, on Thursday, back to this week, I guess, on Thursday, February 6th, we will have an overview of the Division of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, and an update and overview from the Mental Health Trust Authority. So if there's no further questions, we will adjourn at 4:44. That's wonderful to get done a little bit early.
Thank you.